crazy.
Yes, it is crazy, William. Hey guys, it is an I messed up. Guys. It's late slash early if you can't tell.
Right. This it's a little chilly in here.
It is a little chilly. Alright, so guys, welcome back. This is day two, but I messed up. I broke a promise because of your London time. It's officially 30 minutes into day three. So I'm going to pause the recorder because we just got a knock on the hotel room. Stand by.
It's been one of those nights, guys. But yes, so it's officially technically day three because it's now 12:33 a.m. But we're still doing it. The daily show continues from Celebration, the Patreon edition. It was crazy. It was fun, but I'm trying to remember what happened, and it's all an absolute blur. Of course, the big thing today was Star Wars Rebels, the big panel and screening. We made it in, and unfortunately all of us made it in. It was myself, of course, Bethany, William Devereaux from Ion Cannon, who's literally standing across the room from me. Hi, William.
Hello.
And then, of course, not to forget Bruce Gibson. And Michael Dare from the who writes for us. So it was the whole crew of us. We sat together. We got in the press section, which was great. Got to say hi to Anthony Bresnikan, who actually sat there with us. And we got to see his typing wizardry as he did the professional journalism thing with Entertainment Weekly, getting the story up. And then also Brian Young, Trisha Barr, and everybody. That was the big highlight of the day for the convention. But it wasn't the highlight of the day for me because it was the show day. The Star Wars Report podcast live on stage at a Star Wars celebration. It happened, ladies and gentlemen. It happened. I'm still trying to process it all. But the 1/4 stage is at a kind of back corner of the convention floor, kind of over by the behind the scenes stage. But it's still in the middle of the exhibit hall, so it was packed when we got there, and I was surprised at how many people. I was like, "Oh, it's just like they're chairs, so people are just sitting in them." But when the actual show proper got started, I actually asked for a raise of hands, and you guys are going to hear the actual main show very soon. But a good solid, probably 2/3 of the people were there for either us or Fangirls Going Rogue, and it was a big crowd. Very successful show, very happy, and of course Anthony Bresnikan was on, and he was just delightful, and Adam Bray and Trisha Barr had a bunch of the authors, of course, Cole Horton, and it was just a great time. We're going to have the show in the main feed very soon, but that was a big first for us, and I feel like the fact that I was hosting it makes me unable to actually process what was going on. William, you were at the Freemakers panel, the Lego Freemaker, but you caught the last few minutes. Set the scene for me with your day, specifically like the Freemakers, and then stumbling upon to our shenanigans.
Yeah, so I went to the Freemakers panel. That was great to see. The creators are fantastic, and really, I know a lot of people probably haven't seen the show yet, but it's actually really well made.
Like me, I'm a case example.
Yeah, you know, they do a good job with the show, and the creators talked about how like the two of the three main characters are actually based on sons and that kind of thing.
Oh, nice!
It's really interesting.
It's one of those things that if it weren't the era of a Rogue One movie coming and Battlefront hitting big and you know, Star Wars Rebels being in full swing, I would be watching it. But there's so much Star Wars now.
There is. We have so much Star Wars content. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And we're very blessed to have it, but like there's so much that it's hard to keep up.
Because remember when the biggest thing that we could talk about was was Star Wars Clone Wars? Because I remind everybody, Bethany's sitting across the room, let me step here, I don't want to make you get up. But I remember a time, to Bethany, William, and everybody listening to this, this is kind of special. This moment right now, because forget the panel, forget the forget seeing the Rebels premiere, forget the insane 501st party we were at. What I want to talk about now is the fact that we're all sitting in a hotel room recording about Star Wars Celebration, because this happened for the first time over 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. Think about that. Remember doing We Talk Clones from the hotel room?
when we did that very stupid backwards WTC on the bed.
Yes, that's that. I think that photo's buried somewhere in our Facebook page. But it's sort of like a circle is now complete moment for us, which is great. Bethany, yeah. Bethany, walk us through the day for you, especially fast forward past the... We did the show. It was great. Of course, everyone's going to hear it. But carry me through what you thought of the show and, of course, getting to Star Wars Rebels, too.
Well, I definitely really enjoyed the show, although I'll admit to feeling a little out of it because I've just been so out of touch with social
media.
It's
almost like you got here at 2:20 yesterday morning. It's almost like you have been in this city for barely 24 hours.
Yes, actually. I actually have, yeah. But oh my gosh, I've loved it so much. And it's ever since Celebration Anaheim, whenever I think of Star Wars, I think of coming home, like that trailer. Yeah. And that's what it felt like after a long and tough study abroad. Yeah.
I'm coming home.
So,
but
guys,
Rebels.
Yeah. One word. Thrawn. That was so amazing.
Yeah, it was so well presented too in that trailer where you have the... By the way, I recognized it. So, who was spoiled? Were you spoiled with this coming?
I was not spoiled with this coming again.
Was it a surprise then? Or did you like... So there are a series of... You guys have seen
It was a surprise. When he said... Dave Filoni, when he introduced the trailer to Rebels and nobody officially knew about Thrawn, he said, expand the universe. And that had everybody in the room going... Huh.
Well, had you seen the rumors at all?
I don't think so. I doubt it. Yeah.
I've literally followed three or four news events and that's it.
Okay.
Like, so I knew nothing.
So you're lucky because I had seen bits and pieces on social media and I think like a link to a Making Star Wars piece that was heavily speculating that this was the case.
Yeah.
But I didn't click on it, so I just assumed it wasn't confirmed, but I like knew it might happen. You, William?
I had fully spoiled myself, but it was never actually confirmed. I think Making Star Wars definitely had, you know,
good
source is saying that they believed Thrawn would be coming to the show. This was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And then, but as it got closer, Dave Filoni started teasing it, and Lucasfilm started teasing it,
they were not subtle.
No, he said, like, there's always a bit of truth in Legends, you know, obviously quoting the season finale, and then tweeted a link to a photo with the spine of a book. Yep. And of course, you know, all you could see was the distressed.
This is a shout out to Pete Morrison, by the way, who uncovered this.
I think it was Pete. Yeah,
it was him.
It was Pete.
Really?
Yeah.
And by the way, his picture showed up on Reddit and just blew up on the Star Wars Reddit.
Yeah. So shout out to a good friend of ours, Pete. But he figured out that it wasn't just any book; it was actually the spine of Heir to the Empire. Which is amazing.
With no letters.
How did he figure that out?
It was just the Star Wars logo, and he was able to compare it, like, it's distressed, and he's like, it's definitely Thrawn.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, you know, Filoni kept teasing it. The Star Wars Celebration Twitter account retweeted that tweet from months ago, like, just last week or a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah?
So, like...
They went back months. That was a big moment for Pete. I remember DMing him at the time, like, all right, dude, you're big time. You just uncovered a great...
Goldmine there. amazing detective work. And so, like, I had a feeling. Like, I was almost positive it was coming at this point. And that's why, you know, when Filoni said, let's, you know, expand the universe, it's like, okay, here we go.
So with that hint, the second that I see the trailer where they do a series of quick fades of the back of a figure, and it's dark at first, but I immediately in the background saw this sort of decorative art piece in the background. I was like, that's Thrawn.
The Ysilamiri?
Is that what they are?
It was, yeah. So they're not canon, but, well, the Ysilamiri...
Their force abilities.
Exactly. Their lack of presence in the force is not going to be canon, but he said on the panel, he intentionally put the Ysilamiri behind Thrawn, positioned just over his shoulder, because like he always had the Ysilamiri on his shoulder, so that, you know, it was to pay some homage to the expanded universe there.
That's awesome.
Which, and they should, of course, the clip of Timothy Zahn, kind of, because he's writing the book, that we're also getting a Thrawn book.
Can you believe we're getting a Thrawn book? Written by Timothy Zahn.
I mean, I absolutely can't wait, and this is one of the first ones.
I love the cover art for that, too.
Yes.
Just
I loved the kind of realistic artwork take. And by the way, just like countdown, how is it, it happened 3 seconds after it launched the and we can this is all more freeform because it's the Patreon and not out to the wide world, but it's a matter of time before the BBL folks are saying that there's like a gun on the other side and that he's being held hostage. Poor Timothy Zahn.
Well, okay, so Timothy Zahn did some sort of thing at Lucasfilm where he sent a message to the fans at Celebration talking about Rebels.
I'm sure it's Thrawn online. It's got to be online by now somewhere.
Yeah, surely it is. But I thought it was so cool because every year at Dragon Con, he has said how much he would love to keep writing for Star Wars. They can ask him for any type of story, and you know, as long as he like gets to be creative in the Star Wars universe, he would just love to do it. And to know that he gets to do that, but and, with his own character, and,
you know that like the book is called Thrawn. It's gonna be all about Thrawn's life, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be like on the level of like a Tarkin or a Plagueis or a Kenobi, where it's, you know, very much all
and, like,
about
those
Thrawn.
Books always fascinate me. Like Plagueis was so awesome.
Exactly. And so this is Timothy Zahn who is gonna go in and write the new definitive version of Thrawn.
Yes.
Like there's nothing better than that. For the fans who love Thrawn, this is not, you know, Dave Filoni taking a piece of the EU and
just kind of messing with it for an episode or two.
Like, oh, I took the name, but I'm going to change some elements of it. He's literally bringing back the character and then working with the creator of it from the original Expanded Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the best thing you could do. And I think someone on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, so I apologize, said, like, Lucasfilm just, like, dropped all of the mics. So they're like, yes, we're bringing back a huge EU character. Yes, the creator supports him, and oh, by the way, he's writing a book on this.
That's a great point.
Question,
just to break in real quick, is a quick thing on the whole Thrawn thing is that there's something about there's a recognition of the, and I'll say small, all too few successes of the expanded universe in the world of Star Wars. And a lot of this, frankly, has to do with the time that the Thrawn trilogy came out.
Yeah.
But you can't deny the fact that if you ask anyone who just considers themselves a Star Wars fan, just who likes Star Wars, not necessarily a super hardcore person.
Not the Star Wars Twitterverse.
If you ask them who the main character of, as much as people like the book, Lost Stars is, I couldn't tell you that, not right now, which I haven't read the book. But if you ask someone who Jason or Jaina Solo are, they'll just assume, well, I guess they're the kids, but they don't really know who it is. People know who Mara Jade, oh yeah, that's Luke Skywalker's wife.
Yeah.
They know who Thrawn is. They're like, oh yeah, he's the super cool Imperial dude. And that's something, there's a testament to that and a recognition by Lucasfilm of what is good, that they aren't throwing out everything. But more importantly, that they're not, they're giving it its due in a still tasteful yet limited way. They're willing to take the best parts of the expanded universe, but not we got to get the Snapchat. Here we go. We got a Snapchat. There we go. there's just something. I guess I'm kind of struggling for the words, but like put simply, it's a recognition of the extraordinary talent of Zahn and the specific characters that actually resonate more than most of the expanded universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we want to see. Of course, then first question after that is like, so when are we getting Mara Jade? So when are we going to get that?
That was literally the first question at the end of the panel.
Poor. Which, yeah.
Dave was just like, I can't do anything right. I can't win.
Yeah, you can't. And so after that, we went straight to the Star Wars Report meetup. It was an absolute blast. Had a great time meeting so many people. Thank you guys all who came out. It was a blast. I did a quick interview with the Beltway Bantha podcast. That was a lot of fun. And then after that, we wrapped up, grabbed a bite to eat. William headed off to the EA panel, right?
I did, yeah. I went to the EA panel. We got a lot of nothing huge in that panel, but we did.
What's the status of Battlefront 2?
No news.
Okay, nothing yet.
No, but they talked about how we're going to get two new expansions. We're going to get the Death Star this fall. And then the big expansion in December, Rogue One, where you're going to actually be able to play as Jyn and Director Krennic.
Nice.
And go to Scarif and fight.
I'm really excited about
this. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It'll be enough to
like they didn't even do a Force Awakens, but they've got, you know, but this makes sense. It's in the same timeline, right?
Yeah,
Same time frame. So that's really cool.
I really do hope we get Force Awakens era content in Battlefront 1, but I bet it won't be till Battlefront 2.
Yeah, and I expect, you know, like with Rogue One, it's, you know, at the same time as the rest of Battlefront, so they don't actually have to remake everything. They can just, you know, create the new, add a couple new vehicles, a couple new characters, a couple new locations, and that's it. They don't have to redo all the assets and everything.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good start, and
it's an easy place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we, Bethany and I, headed over. It's all visual, so we can't really go over it in great detail. But suffice to say, there's one moment I want to share with you guys. I'm going to share it on the main podcast. But the main thing that you guys need to be hear first is, of course, we went to the 501st bash. It was great. It was at Madame Tussauds, London. We stopped at 221B Baker Street, took pictures of Sherlock Holmes' house, and then went over there. Big crowd. We saw the Wax Museum. It was great. All the pictures are up on social media. Here's the important thing. We're walking through line, and it's packed as people are filing through the Wax Museum. Every hallway is just like jam-packed. And
with wax figures of Star Wars characters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's true. I assume people know, but Madame Tussauds is just incredible, incredible artwork in wax figures. But the important thing is that there's this big thronging crowd moving towards us, and at the center of it is a fantastically and rather eerily buff Ray Park, who, considering I saw this dude like a year ago maybe at Star Wars Weekends. Like, this dude has been working out insane. Really? And because he's... What's the new big role he has? It's in...
is the next Maul movie spinoff, anyone?
Now we're talking.
Now I'm starting rumors.
No, watch, I think it was another G.I.
Joe. Ray Park starring in new Darth Maul spinoff.
Exactly. I think it's the next G.I. Joe. I think they're doing another G.I. Joe or something. But yeah, he's like insane shape. The important thing is that Bethany is the biggest fan ever of Ray Park.
I really am.
And so, like...
Can I set this up a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so... First Star Wars movie for Bethany was The Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Bethany fall in love with? Qui-Gon Jinn. Who did she also fall in love with?
I was going to say.
Darth Maul. And I have loved Darth Maul ever since then. And I love the martial arts moves and all that good stuff. And I saw a couple of interviews with Ray Park, and I thought that he was the most adorable looking human ever.
He's really funny to watch on the episode one behind the scenes.
Yes. But so I also... had a very tragic incident where I broke my foot very badly and could not walk for 9 months. Mm. You know, what was also very interesting was I went through, like, all of Ray Park's martial arts videos and tons of other martial arts videos, and, like, that was just very inspiring to watch how he talked about getting in shape from that and all this sort of stuff. So, I don't know, I've adored the character and the person for forever, and followed him on Twitter when he was on Twitter, and then re-followed him on Twitter when apparently he's now on Twitter again. So, yes.
Super cool guy. But he kind of whisked past us, and we just kind of, a lot of people are saying hi, stopping him for pictures, but his handlers are trying to say, no, we need to get him through the display area, and he keeps telling his handlers, no, stop, I want to take a picture here with Darth Maul. That's my Ray Park impression. Thumbs up, thumbs down. That's it. That's good. All you're gonna get.
Good.
Not bad.
he posed with a picture of with himself with Darth Maul, the wax figure, about to stab him and looking terrified. It was hilarious. But more importantly, it doesn't really work out. But we're in the party area, and Bethany taps me on the shoulder, and we look down, and there's Darth Maul himself, Ray Park, sitting there with his handler. However, his handler is no longer in handler mode, and he has not one but two martini glasses. I think one was on the counter at the dive, but like, he was definitely already having a good time. This is probably like 15, 20 minutes later, not that long. And so we, like, now's the chance, we go in for it. And Bethany and I both, me more, but we both don't like to be the person that keeps tapping someone on the shoulder, interrupting them when they're trying to get from a place or just enjoy a party. We don't want to be like, hey, can you take a picture, and it just become a giant photo op line. But this was the opportunity. This is the window. We're not going to get another chance, probably, to get a picture with Ray Park. So Bethany's like, I want to do it. So I walk over there, but a big throng of people are doing that exact same thing that I described that I hate, and that is just kind of like everyone trying to get a picture and kind of moving around him, and he's having a good time, but he's obviously wants to get to the bar and actually have a good time. And so, like, just as he was moving, I wasn't being very forceful, because I never am, and I jumped in, and I just was able to barely blurt out, I was like, hey, Ray, my sister's the biggest Darth Maul fan. And that's literally, and then I pointed at Bethany. And his handler didn't catch it all, and he's like, I'm sorry, we got to get Ray over here to get a bite. And Ray grins in a very, shall we say, liquidly emotionally induced cheeriness, and puts his hand on his handler's shoulder and says, it's all right, mate. This dude's sister's the biggest Darth Maul fan. Let's get a picture. And so that's what we did, and I took a picture, and we haven't posted it online, but it will be, rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, that will be up, I'm sure, on Bethany's or my Instagram one very soon. So
this is an exclusive story, folks. First time this has been told. I didn't even hear this story.
Yes, yet. No, that's true. I didn't even tell you. That was a great moment. So with that, I'm going to cap off an actual, like, more full. This is a nice, solid 20-minute episode. The day two is in the can. Day three is coming up. It'll be recorded, of course, after the episode 8 panel. Again, I'm going to continue to call it that.
Any guesses what the title will be?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see. We all assume the title reveal happens, right? Right.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to happen, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of overdue.
It's compared to time. Next year's going to be too late.
Yeah.
And
unless they're doing it at Comic-Con, which, you know, like,
Comic-Con's like in a week though. So why would they do it at Comic-Con and not at this Star Wars convention where your biggest fans are?
Yeah, so I think we're going to each pick three words that we think will be, and it can't be the, okay? We have the, like, actual word. And then this will be a fun little game we play. We'll reference this little behind the scenes audio and see who got the most right. The nice thing is that we can each have one of the same word that someone else has picked, so that it's not too hard for anybody. And I'm going to let both of you go first, because I'm that confident. Same time. No. Oh, wait, really? No, that's a recipe for disaster. I'm actually going to start with William. Just
Bethany, first.
Okay, here we go. Bethany, pick three words. And you can't overthink this, right?
Okay.
And it can't be Star Wars, that too.
I was literally about to say Star Wars or the in Star Wars. I will go for Force.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Hits the snooze button.
All right now.
Old joke, but I'm very tired and find it funny.
Because we should all be hitting the snooze button.
Yes, actually. Wow. I can't think of words.
So what's our first one again?
Maybe I said Force.
Force.
I'm gonna go with dark.
Good choice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
dark, and then
dark forces.
I actually was not thinking of that, but now that you say it, all right. I need William to give two words while I think of a third.
Okay. I guess only two words.
No, roll through.
So yeah. I've got my title. I think I've got my title.
You think you have the whole thing?
I think I have
the Ladies and gentlemen, this is like, this confidence is exuding from William Devereaux. Let's hear it.
Let me explain it first. So I think in the, you know, we had obviously like the Phantom Menace, A New Hope, The Force Awakens. It's very, you know.
It's uplifting.
And then, you know, in the second one, we always have The Empire Strike, you know, the Attack of the Clones. The Empire Strikes Back.
The 1940s sci-fi serial title.
Right, and then in the end, it's like Return or Revenge. So I think it has to be something like the First Order was struck down. They struck a big blow, but I think now, you know, I mean, the Resistance is obviously in trouble too, and the Republic is in trouble. The New Republic, but I think it's gonna be something like Resurgence of the First Order.
Resurgence of the First Order. Yeah, and that's a very pop sci-fi title. I think it is going to be very pop sci-fi. Yeah, that's a good one.
It has to be something like, you know, like, because it's The Empire Strikes Back or Attack of the Clones. It's like Resurgence of the First Order.
Mm-hmm. All right, my three then are, I'm going to steal one of William's words, first, dark, and force. I'm thinking one of those will be in the title.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say fall, resistance, order. Fall, resistance, order. Fall of the Order of the Resistance. I think that, and so we'll reference this at the last couple minutes here of this podcast. And we'll jump back tomorrow after we go, because we probably
use the word resurgence, but I think something with First Order
resurgence kind of sounds kind of cool in there.
Yeah, resurgence, like that's a $10 one. If they use that one, I think, because like Order, I'm cheating because it's First Order. Well, what were the other two I said? I already blanked. I'll have to go back and reference it. That's how late it is, folks. We got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'm shutting off the room.
Hold on. We are leaving at 6 o'clock, 6:07.
Oh, 6:07 in the morning.
That's what you said.
I thought that we bargained 6:15. These are the arguments that are happening.
You actually changed it from 6:15 to 6:07.
You said 6:07 in that entryway, not 10, 20 minutes ago.
I literally don't remember that. That's how terrible it is. All right, guys. That's the sign I'm shutting off the recording now. We will catch you guys tomorrow. And as I'm recording these, I'm having some trouble getting them uploaded, but they will all be up probably tomorrow, Sunday sometime, or Monday at the latest. They'll be up in the Patreon feed itself. We'll talk soon, and thanks for supporting the Star Wars Report, and we'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for writing Star Tours. Bye-bye.